Two Republican state senators are asking the Utah State Board of Education to do away with its new computer-adaptive SAGE test and replace it with a different system. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Republican Senators Aaron Osmond and Howard Stevenson are behind the push to suspend SAGE testing. Utah students took the test for the first time last spring. But Osmond says it's already a point of political contention and frustration for students, parents, and many educators.
We are not suggesting that testing isn't important, that we don't have testing, that we don't need to know where our students are from an academic perspective. But the sheer amount of testing that we're doing right now and the challenges that we've had with the SAGE testing tool have created a lot of concern.
SAGE, or Student Assessment of Growth and Excellence, tests students in grades 3 through 11 on language arts, math, science, and writing. Osmond says it rolled out with a number of technical issues.
And then there's the simple issue of scheduling. It's very difficult. As I mentioned, many of the schools have their labs scheduled literally from now until the end of the year just doing testing. So we're taking time away from instruction.
Osmond and Stevenson have suggested the state replace SAGE with another computer adaptive test called the NWEA. Emily Wheeler, a spokesperson for the school board, says the board will discuss the issue at its meeting Thursday. But she added implementing another test will likely not address the concerns highlighted by Osmond and Stevenson. Whitney Evans, KUER News.